Black-eyed Susans. In Tennessee, I spot them all over, rimming ditches, clustered in understory, button faces obeying skyward, florette skirts breezed through, trembling. Black-eyed Susans, what you pick to claim, who loves you and who loves you not. First flowers trudging up June hills, what my father calls nigger daisies. Hard to forget how he's learned them. Cursed like a weed, too common to be handsome. Their flagrant canary rays swish around a head, blue, black, violet, and brown. It's a flower that roots anywhere, in fields exposed to blunt sun, thriving despite rocky soil, drought, and threatens to overrun other native plants. In a lifetime, my father's had to choose the boxes for himself. From colored, Negro, Afro, and African American to black. No one true name for things. It was an Englishman observing flora in the wilderness that named the daisy of the Astor family, Rudbeckia hirta, after a friend. Nigger daisy, gloriosa, Indian summer, yellow girls, black-eyed Susans, among roadside, rubble, and dust, grown up from disturbed lands.